fiery horse at the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come, Silver! Let's go, big fellow! And Silver!
It was time for the westbound stage to arrive in the town of Sagebrush. An unusually large number of people had gathered at the station to meet it. Sheriff Gordon was on hand, and so was his daughter named Lenore. Mr. Reams, the pompous banker, was also among the crowd. No one paid any attention to the slim boy of 14 who stood slightly apart from the others. No one knew that his name was Dan Reed, that he was the nephew of the almost legendary character known as the Lone Ranger.
Say, pardon me.
Huh? What is it, son?
Isn't it time for the stage to arrive?
Oh, not now, James. Past the time. Half an hour passed.
Well, that's what I thought.
Yeah, it seems like an unusual big crowd. Wonder if something special's coming here to Sagebrush.
Well,
oh, excuse me, son. I want to go speak to the sheriff.
Oh, sure thing.
Hey there, sheriff. You here, too?
Hi, Steve. You know my daughter, Lenore, don't you?
Yeah, sure thing. Howdy, Miss Lenore.
How do you do?
Steve's come to town to work in the store.
Yes, I've seen him.
Sheriff, why is everyone on hand to meet the stage? There's something extra special aboard?
Well, we're hoping so, Steve. We're hoping Jack Madison will be aboard. I guess you weren't here when he left town a couple of years ago.
Nope, but I heard talk of Jack Madison. Been in jail, hasn't he?
Yes, that was the sorriest thing I ever did in my life. Regretted it ever since.
Regretted what, sir?
Helping to send Jack to jail.
I'm sure Jack won't hold it against you, Dad.
I sure hope not.
You had no choice. You had to do your duty as the sheriff.
Well, what'd Jack do, anyhow?
Well, he did what most anyone else around here would have done. He was young and carefree like a colt. He did his share of poker playing, same as a lot of young critters. Run up against a crook and called him. Crook pulled a sneak gun and Jack hit him on the chin.
And went to the pokey for that?
Well, you see, Steve, the tin horn fell and cracked his head on a chair. Killed him.
Oh.
He might never have gone to jail if he hadn't run away.
That's right. The fact that he run and hid went against him.
Did you run him down, Sheriff?
No, he was found and brought back by a masked man.
Masked? An outlaw?
Well, I wouldn't call him an outlaw. He found Jack and persuaded him to come back and stand trial, instead of being a hunted man for the rest of his life.
He shouldn't have been sent down.
And he wouldn't have been if it hadn't been for that stuck-up banker.
Jasper Reem?
Yes. He was on the jury.
The ornery cuss. Oh, looks like he's coming to speak to you, Lenore.
Well, he needn't bother.
Yeah, good day, Sheriff. Good day, Lenore.
How do you do?
Howdy, Mr. Reams.
Well, this should be a happy day for you, Lenore. Isn't it today that Jack Madison is to ride?
Yes, it is.
still hold a grudge against me?
Jack should never have gone to jail. And he wouldn't have gone if you hadn't been on the jury.
I did my duty as I saw it. Sheriff, isn't the stage a bit late?
Seems like.
I hope nothing has happened to my money.
Your money?
I'm expecting $5,000 in cash. There should be laws making it compulsory for the stages to maintain the schedule. I wonder if the convict had anything to do with it.
Just a minute, Mr. Reams. Jack Madison got a raw deal, but he took it on the chin like a man. He went to jail and squared himself with the law. Now, if you show it up to him that he's been in jail, I'll make you answer to me.
You can't deny that he's a convict.
He's good enough for my daughter to love. That's enough for me.
Lenore, I think you're making a mistake.
What you think, Mr. Reams, doesn't mean a thing to me. Dad, didn't you say you thought the masked man would be in town when Jack came home?
Well, I sort of thought he might be, but I don't see him around.
I'd sure like to see that masked man. To thank him for persuading Jack to come back and take his punishment. Now Jack will be a free man instead of one who has to dodge the law.
Here she comes. There's the stage.
Well, get ready to welcome Jack Madison, boy.
There it is. Oh, Dad, it'll be here in a second.
Hey, them horses don't act right.
Well, the reins are dragging.
There's something wrong.
Hey, Sheriff, look at the garden driver. Something's happened to him.
It took but a moment to learn that both the guard and driver were dead. There was no passenger on the stage, no passenger, and no cash for the banker.
Convict did it. Jack Madison killed these two, stole my money.
That's not true. Jack is no crook.
He did this for spite. He did it to get square with me.
Mr. Ames, you better shut up.
Well, doggone, Sheriff, we're sure of two things. Garden driver dead and the stage has been robbed.
Now, wait a minute. Let me look around here. Maybe I can find some sort of clue.
There's something on the floor of the stage.
Well, sure enough.
Dad, it...
A spur. A silver spur.
Let me see it.
Well, look.
I've seen that spur before. I recognize that.
It's Jack Madison.
Doggone.
That's the thief. That identifies the killer.
No.
Jack Madison won a pair of spurs at Rodeo. This is one of them. Look here. His initials are on it.
Now, hold on, Reams. Don't start throwing accusations around here till we got more proof.
This is proof of plenty. Madison is a killer.
He's not a killer. He's not, I tell you.
Then why'd he go to jail? He saw the cash box addressed to me. Stole it. He had a grudge against me. That's why he did it. Sheriff, I demand you get out of posse and find Jack Madison.
Yeah, I worry about it.
Get up, Victor.
Dan Reed hurried from town and headed toward a distant woods where the Lone Ranger and Tonto were in camp. It took but a few moments to explain what had happened. The masked man was on his feet by the time Dan finished.
Come on, Toto, saddle up. Was there any other evidence that pointed to Jack Madison, Dan?
No, nothing but the silver spur.
That silver? And you emptied the canteen at the campfire.
Right. Golly, the sheriff's daughter was hit mighty hard by the news.
That girl loves Jack Madison. She stuck to him through everything.
That's plenty good sign.
Yes, it's a point in Jack's favor.
What are you going to do?
We'll try to find Madison. I wanted to talk to him when he finished his jail term. I still want to talk to him.
Golly, the way that banker talked... He'll have everyone in town convinced that Jack's the killer.
Yes, I know it. Well, we'll find Jack, and if he is guilty, you'll have to pay him.
But what if he isn't guilty?
In that case, you'll need a friend. Nearly ready, Tonto?
Nearly ready.
Well, you look for Jack Madison.
2 years ago, we found him hiding in a cave. We're looking the same place.
Is it far?
Not very. But it'll be after dark when we get there. You'll have to stay here, Dan.
Oh.
Someone has to watch our duffel. Can't take time to break camp. We'll be back. Steady, big fella. Ready, Tonto?
Be ready.
Come on, Silver.
Come on, scout.
Yes, keep my stomach steady, big fella. There's a light inside. Dismount, Tonto. We'll leave the horses here.
Leave them at ground here, Charles.
Yes. I'm pretty sure we'll find Jack Madison waiting for us in that cave. That's the case. It'll be pretty good evidence that he's not the one that robbed the stage.
But it's not evidence that stand in court.
Yes, I know that.
Why do you think Madison come here?
I told him we'd meet him when he came out of jail. I don't think I told him where we'd meet him.
Oh. So him come here to cave instead of going to town.
Yes. He's sleeping. Come on inside. Jack. Jack Madison, wake up.
All right. Oh, golly.
Waiting for us, Jack?
It's you, the mess man.
How are you?
Oh, golly, it's good to see you again. And you too, Tano. How are you?
Oh, me all right.
I wondered if you'd come. I left the candle just in case.
We told you we'd be waiting when you returned to Sagebrush.
Well, I didn't go to Sagebrush.
So I hear.
I wasn't sure where you were going to meet me. I hoped you'd come here, but... Well, I didn't want to go to town.
Why not?
Well, I guess I lost my nerve. I can't go back and face all those people, not now. I'm a convict.
Where did you leave the stagecoach?
I didn't leave. I didn't even get on the stage.
You didn't?
No. All right. I can't go back.
The sheriff was waiting to shake hands with you, Jack.
He's a fine man.
His daughter was also waiting.
Lenore?
She's waited a long time for you.
Oh, she's too fine a girl to waste herself on me. I'm no good. She'll be better off to marry someone that's worthwhile, someone that's not tagged a criminal.
You're not a criminal, Jack. You were caught in an unfortunate circumstance and defended yourself as anyone would have done. You never should have gone to jail.
Well, I did.
I was surprised when I saw what happened.
That ornery banker influenced the jury. He did it because he wanted me out of the way, the dirty polecat. He had ideas of marrying Lenore.
Lenore will never marry him.
I wouldn't blame her if she did. He's rich. He's got everything. He can give her a fine home and clothes and travel.
Do you think that would make her happy if she didn't love him?
Well, I...
By the way, Jack, do you remember winning silver spurs at a rodeo?
Yeah. Seems like an awful long time ago, though.
Where are those spurs?
Gosh, I don't know. I haven't seen them in a long time. Last time I saw them was before I got in trouble with the law.
Where did you leave them?
I left them with some other stuff I had in the old shack where I've been living.
You did?
Yeah.
You sure, Jack?
Well, yeah, why? What about it?
Jack, where's your gun?
I haven't any. I sold it before I got into the card game with that buzzard that drew a sneak gun on me.
You have no other gun?
No. What are all these questions for?
Jack, listen to me. Banker Reams had $5,000 on the stage that was supposed to bring you to Sagebrush.
Whatever.
The money was stolen.
Stolen? I wonder if they suspect me.
Yes, they do. Especially the banker.
With my record, that... Oh, but hold on. They can't blame me. The garden driver...
The garden driver were killed.
They think I did that?
The banker does.
Yeah, but there's got to be evidence.
One of the silver spurs with your initials was found on the floor of the stage.
Oh, great day. That's all they'll need. My record and the bank is set against me. I'll hang. I'll hang for sure.
You'll not hang if you're innocent.
I will, too. I won't have a chance against a frame-up. I'll lay 2-1 if the banker's work. It'd be just like him to do a trick like that. He hates me because he thinks that he'd have Lenore if she was turned against me.
Jack, you'll have to go to Sagebrush.
Like fun I will, not on your life.
You've got to go back and prove that you're innocent.
Well, I went back once. Went back to clear my name and went to jail for it. Well, this time, I'm not taking any chance.
I'm sorry, Jack. But you'll have to.
No. Let him hunt. I'll be a hunted man, but I won't be a dead one. Well, if I go back, they'll hang me.
You'll have to trust me, Jack.
Trusted you once.
You'll have to trust me again.
No.
Jack, there'll be no hunt for the real killer while people think you're the guilty one.
I don't care whether the real killer's found. I'm just interested in saving my neck.
Your neck means more than the girl who loves you?
Leave her out of this.
You can't leave her out of it, Jack. That girl's been loyal to you for 2 years. She's been waiting for you.
Oh, I...
You'll come willingly, won't you?
Well, I...
We don't want to take you to Sagebrush by force.
Oh. All right. I'll go. But I'm a fool to do it. You may be on my side, but Banker Reams is against me.
He's not important.
No? Well, he was important 2 years ago. Important enough to put me in jail.
Well, this time, I think things will be different.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scene, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Thank you.
continue our story. On the horse he had borrowed after leaving prison, Jack Madison accompanied the Lone Ranger and Tonto to the camp near town where Dan Reed had been waiting.
They're not risk of fire. Might be seen by members of the sheriff's posse.
Uh-huh. So they're out looking for me, huh?
Don't know, Jack, but we'll take no chances.
Golly, Jack, I'm sorry for the way things turned out.
Oh, thanks, Dan. I just hope they don't get no worse.
Madison, I give you my word, you'll not hang.
Well, if Reams has his way, I'll be lynched by the mob before I get as far as a trial in court.
You'll not be lynched, either.
Well, that ornery banker is bound and determined to keep me from marrying Lenore.
Well, you stay here in camp until morning.
Uh-huh. Then what?
By morning, I'll know something about the sentiment in town. See, I'm going there tonight to find out a few things.
I can tell you what the sentiment will be.
Oh?
Everyone in town will be satisfied that I'm the thief and killer.
Sheriff won't be satisfied.
No,
neither will his daughter.
Yeah, but that's only two.
I will admit there's a fairly strong case against you.
I can't even prove an alibi.
No, I know.
Everyone knows I got a motive for robbing Jasper Reams. Now, if it hadn't been for him and the way he swung the jury, I'd never have gone to jail.
There's one way to clear you, Jack.
Yeah? How's that?
By finding the real criminal.
There's a little chance of that.
Steady, Silver.
You want Tonto to go with you?
Not this time, Tonto. You stay here with Jack and Dan.
Steady, Bicola. Easy, Bicola.
Adios. Come on, Silver.
Banker Reams was calling on the sheriff that night.
I don't like your attitude, Sheriff Gordon, and you might as well know it. I don't think you're making enough effort to find this killer.
Now, see here, Reams. Maybe you can bulldoze the people that owe you money, but I'm not one of them. You run your bank, and I'll run the sheriff's office.
What have you done about forming a posse?
I haven't formed one.
Who is searching for Madison?
That's none of your doggone business.
Well, as a taxpayer,
As a taxpayer, you got the right to vote against me when election comes. Between now and then, you keep your nose out of my affairs.
You, sir, are partial. You're trying to shield the killer because of your daughter's affection.
James, you said just about enough.
Now, look, Ed.
You get out of my house.
You speak to me like that.
You heard me.
You're letting a man get away with murder.
No one will get away with anything. The killer will be found and punished. I ain't even sure that Jack had his silver spurs when he went to prison. I'll know more about that when my deputy gets back with some information. Now you get.
I'll go. But remember this, Sheriff. You don't find the killer and recover my money, I'll make sagebrush too hot to hold you. Remember that.
Mr. Reed.
Oh, you, eh?
Please, I don't want Father to know that I slipped out the back door and came around here to speak to you.
Well, what do you want?
I don't know where to begin. You've been asking me to marry you.
I meant it, Lenore. You'd make a gracious lady in my home. I can give you everything the money will buy.
Well, I wonder if you'd give something that money will not buy.
Huh?
Mr. Reams, I wouldn't ask this if I felt that Jack Madison was actually a criminal.
I don't care to discuss Jack Madison.
But I have to discuss him. You see, I want you to stop trying to put the blame for the murder and robbery on him.
So that's it?
Yes.
You'll marry me if I'll protect him.
That's putting it bluntly, Mr. Reams, but that is the truth.
Marry me to save the man you love. You think I'd want you on those terms?
Well,
I propose to see Madison hanged. I'll do all in my power to bring that about. And if necessary, I'll hide in the sky the whole country for him.
A few minutes later, the banker reached his own home. He didn't know that a masked man was waiting in the shadows around the corner of the porch. He didn't know that the Lone Ranger would have been waiting on that porch if another man hadn't already taken a chair near the door.
Yeah. What's this?
It's all right, Mr. Reams. It's just me.
Oh, Martin. What are you doing here?
Well, I had to see you, Mr. Reams. You know, maybe we'll have a little trouble fixing the guilt on Jack Madison.
Why?
Well, the sheriff has sent a deputy over to the prison to make some checkups.
I know all about that.
He'll find out that Madison never boarded the stage.
Whatever it is, he might have robbed it without being a passenger.
Yeah, but there's something else.
Well, tell me and get on your way. I don't want you hanging around here.
The deputy might learn that Madison never had them silver spurs when he was in the prison.
Oh.
That ain't so good, is it?
I didn't think Gordon would check so closely. But it doesn't matter greatly. Madison might have secured his spurs as well as a gun before he attempted the robbery.
Well, I just thought I'd let you know, that's all.
Don't worry. You just stay away from here. I'll take care of things.
I could use a little cash.
What's that? You already have $5,000.
I know. But I might get into trouble spending that money around here.
You have all you're going to get. Now clear out, or you might find yourself charged with a double murder.
I am, Mr. Reams. You being as deep as me.
That won't help you any.
No more cash for me?
No.
Well, wasn't no harm in trying. Good night, Mr. Reams.
Good night.
It was a little later that night. The Lone Ranger, mounted on the great white horse called Silver, dashed away from town at lightning speed.
Hold Silver!
He headed toward the woods, then broke into the trees. A few moments later, he reined up in the dark camp.
Hold Silver, hold boy, hold.
Golly, you came fast.
Yes, Dan, what happened?
Now, did you learn anything?
Yes, I learned a lot. All of you saddle up and ride with me.
Now, what's coming off?
Jack, I'm taking you to the sheriff.
No, but not tonight, you
Everything has changed. You're going to the sheriff right now. The sheriff and the girl you love. Before morning, Sagebrush is going to have a real surprise.
It was after midnight, and the home of Banker Reams was dark. The sleeping man didn't hear the Lone Ranger enter a rear door of the house and make his way to the bedroom. He didn't rouse, even when the masked man lighted a lamp that rested on a table near the bed.
Time to get up, Reams. Wake up. Come on, I want to talk to you.
Hey, what's the meaning of this? Masked.
That's right.
Robbery.
This is no robbery. Get out of that bed. Sheriff wants to talk to you.
Sheriff.
Yes, come on.
Dare we, let go.
We're in a hurry, this way.
You can't do this. You can't drag me out of my room.
Who can't?
Howdy, Banker Reams.
Sheriff.
I lighted a lamp so we could talk better.
You forced your way into my house. I'll have the law.
Now, take it easy. Before we're through, I don't think you'll have much complaint about our forcing our way into the house.
That's the meaning of this, sir. What do you want?
Well, you've been doing an awful lot of talking about the way I didn't do enough to get back your stolen cash.
What of it?
You kept yowling for the arrest of Jack Madison.
Yes, and I meant it. You better get him. And you better account for your association with this masked man.
Just a minute, Reams. Bring him in, Dan.
Okay. Right. Go on, Jack. Go right in there.
He's lost some weight, but I think you'll recognize him. Reams?
Madison.
Yeah, it's me, all right. And here's your stolen cash, the box and all. Yeah, I'll put it on this table.
That's
your box, ain't it, Reams? It's got your name on it.
Yes, it seems to be.
Open it and see if the money is all there.
This can't be mine. There must be some mistake.
Why can't it be yours?
Well, I...
Open it.
You'll find the money is all there. Count it if you want to.
I don't understand.
What's so mysterious about it, Reams? You said Jack stole it. I bring Jack and the cash here. That's simple enough, isn't it?
Yes, of course.
What do you think the murderer and the thief should have done to him, huh?
Speak up. You heard the masked man. You've been yelling about hanging the murdering thief. Is that what you want?
Well, as long as the cash is recovered, I'm willing to see leniency shown.
Leniency? With two men murdered? Don't you think the murderer should hang? Why do you hesitate?
I'm not the law.
You were the law when Jack Madison was tried.
Just let me think it over. I'm only half awake.
Take it over right now. Don't you want the killer hanged?
I don't know.
You don't know?
You don't know. I'll tell you why you don't know. You don't want to say that the killer should hang. Because you know who the real killer is.
No.
You also know who the accomplice is. You know who hired that man to kill. The name is Jasper Reams.
No. Wait, listen.
Thief and murderer. That's you, Reams.
How could I steal my own cash?
You didn't steal your own cash.
You took cash from the stagecoach knowing that the company would make good the loss.
We got it on you, Reams. We found the cash and the man you hired to steal it from the stage. And planted a silver spur so that Jack would get the blame.
You're trying to free me.
Oh, bring him in, Toto.
You get in there. Get in.
What is this?
Reams, you got me into this.
Martin.
Go on, Martin. Talk your head off.
That masked man caught me. Caught me with the cash. Made me talk. You've got to help
Stop
me.
Stop talking, you fool.
Too late for that.
You said you'd protect me.
Sheriff, I don't know what he's talking about.
Oh, you don't, eh?
He lies. He lies, Sheriff. If I got to face the law, he's got to face it with me. He's as much to blame as I am.
Don't worry, Martin. He'll face a jury along with you. And maybe Jack will be on that jury.
Now what about it, Reams? You still going to try to play innocent?
No. I know I'm leaky. Well, you and Madison, I guess you deserve the girl.
You're doggone right he does. And you deserve all you're going to get. Oh, Jack, where'd that masked man go?
Huh? Oh, golly, Tonto, he slipped out.
Maybe we better go, Dan. Him wait for us at camp.
That masked man.
Yeah, well, that'd have been for him.
Who is he?
Him, Jack's friend.
That's right. And he's sure the kind of a friend to have. He's known as the Lone Ranger.
You have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.